going for it today. This lesson is on the keys to lifelong changes, and it's one that I want to have you think about each and every time you meet with a client. We're going big picture here. We all want our clients to be successful, not just in reaching their goals, but in maintaining them for the long haul. We want our clients to think that their health behaviors aren't something that they're just trying on to see how they fit or how they feel. We want them to know and believe that they're people who pursue their healthiest selves every single day. Exciting, right? So in this lesson, we really focus on how you're going to do just that. We spend lots of time troubleshooting things like squeezing an extra glass of water into our client's packed workday. But when we get really, really good at helping our clients and when we feel really fulfilled is when those clients look back on their journey and see how far they've come. Sometimes it means that they look back on muscling through one extra water a day. It feels so good to feel good, they can't ever imagine going back to where they started.
Key to lifelong changes. So in the last lesson, you learned that the secret sauce of creating transformation is to uncover and transform the client's underlying reason for staying stuck. And that without the ability to do that, it's just really difficult to create lasting results for ourselves or for our clients. P.S. We all have underlying reasons for staying stuck. So we need this work as much as our clients do. So why is it true that the key to creating lasting transformation is uncovering and transforming the underlying reason for staying stuck? Well, I want to look at the wiring and structure of your brain to see why this is true. So courtesy of evolution, we all have more than one brain, and each brain has instructions and descriptions about how to keep us safe in the world. So let's look at those three brains. We have the brainstem, the limbic system, and the cortex. So let's dive into each one. The first brain to develop, this is Stacy, by the way, Morgan Stern. She's my co-teacher and co-founder of Health Coach Institute, a phenomenal coach. So the brainstem, or critter brain, is in charge of the physical. It's in charge of your heart rate, breathing, blood sugar, anything to do with keeping you alive. And it's constantly taking a recording of the entire neural system and categorizing it in terms of risk versus safety, right? So the critter brain does not like change. It does not like unpredictability. It gets really set with what it knows can keep love, safety, and belonging intact. And this is why we all have patterns. Patterns repeat themselves. And why is that? Because to the critter brain, if you've survived an experience once, then that experience is worth repeating because you didn't die the first time. So the critter brain's like, sweet, we survived that. Let's do it again and again. So for some of us, what's survivable is a bad relationship. So we keep having the same one over and over again. Is that just me? I don't know. Maybe you've had that experience too. Or for others of us, what's survivable is losing weight and gaining it back, and losing weight and gaining it back. And guess what? We keep not dying. So to the critter brain, it's working, even though the person's like, I don't want to experience this anymore. But the thing with the critter brain is that anything new gets coded as unfamiliar, and unfamiliar equals risky, which equals unsafe. So the second brain to develop was the limbic system, which is concerned with generating emotions. It uses emotions to promote a sense of safety and well-being, and these emotions will either drive us toward or away from experiences that might affect love, safety, and belonging. So let's say a new experience occurs. Let's say a new experience occurs. The critter brain is going to signal danger. And then the limbic system is going to generate emotions that drive us toward or away from a new experience. Now, let's look at the third brain to develop, which is the cortex or the human brain. And this deals with the logical, human, conscious mind. This is the part of us that justifies our choices and behaviors and makes meaning out of our feelings and experiences. This is really important because the important thing is not what's happening to us. The important thing is the meaning that we're making of it. We are meaning-making machines. So Here we have, let's see. If you have an example in your business, right? Let's say potential clients are considering whether or not to invest with you. This happens all the time as you're building your business, because a business for a coach is getting clients. That's what the business is. So you have people considering whether or not to work with you. They suddenly may feel scared or skeptical in a conversation with you or in their process of decision-making as to whether or not to say yes to working with you. Because the critter brain senses something new and says, no, hell no, no, we're not doing that, no freaking way. Because the critter brain doesn't like change. It doesn't want to experience something new. And then the limbic system loads up fear and loads up feelings of anxiety and might load up skepticism. And then the cortex, the human brain, makes sense of the feelings. So the cortex is going to come up with a reason to not do, not work with you, right? And the cortex does this beautifully. It will come up with reasons that justify not working with you in a way that will feel to you as the coach that you can't really challenge. You're like, oh, well, that's a valid reason. Of course you can't do this. I totally understand. So I want you to think about this in terms of your business and its potential implications about what's happening when you invite someone to become your client. When you say, would you like to work together? Because what's happening in your prospect's mind is one of three reactions. So let's look at these. Reaction one, you have a freeze reaction. So you know that the critter brain is either freezing, it's fighting, or it's fleeing. Those are the reactions that it's having. So in reaction one, we're looking at a freeze. The critter brain senses danger. Ugh. Would you like to work with me? And the client's critter brain goes, ugh. And their limbic system loads up fear. And then their cortex rationalizes like this. They say, I want to think about it. Can I call you next week? Have you ever heard that? If you're becoming a coach, you might hear that. I want to think about it. Can I call you next week? So notice that this freeze reaction looks and sounds like indecision or analysis paralysis, because the brain's just like freezing up from the fear. The second reaction is the critter brain might go into flight, right? And the limbic system generates feelings of anger, and the cortex is rationalizing it by the client saying to you, this is too expensive. I can't afford this. Who are you to charge X amount of dollars? So noticing that when a client's, potential client's critter brain goes into a fight reaction, it's like challenging you or angry at you, right? Let's look at the third possible reaction, which is flight. When the potential client's critter brain goes into flight, then their limbic system loads up nervousness and anxiety, and the cortex might rationalize by going, I have to ask my spouse, like it's not their decision to make. I'm gonna push off the responsibility on someone else so I don't have to deal with this in this moment. Or they might say, I'm not ready yet. There's like a way to, it's sort of like a push away kind of reaction. I wanna flee from the responsibility of making this decision for myself. And isn't this fascinating? Because when you are inviting someone to work with you, almost never will a potential client sort of emotionally, neutrally say, no, I choose not to work with you now. That is all. That's never going to happen. They're always going to have a logical reason or a rationalization to confirm for themselves and to you that they are making the right choice, because it settles their critter brain, who is trying to keep them safe. This is such a sophisticated system happening in our brains. Let's look at the enormous difference between what drives the critter brain and what drives the cortex of the human brain. So the main driver of the brainstem or the critter brain is fear, with the goal of survival and no change. And then the main driver of the cortex of the human brain is love, with the goals of learning, expansion, and basically nothing but change. So our cortex or our human brain is always imagining things being different and better, while our critter brain is simultaneously trying to make sure everything stays the same and the limbic system is just trying to keep the peace. So if you have ever talked to a human being, you find that people know what to do, but they don't always do it. And that follow through is one of the biggest obstacles that coaches face when it comes to getting results with their clients. 99% of the time, It's not because you gave them the wrong action steps. It's not because you gave them the wrong recommendations. It's not because the client needs more discipline and more willpower. It's because they likely have an underlying inner conflict between the cortex, the human brain, and the critter brain. They're fighting each other. It's like one foot on the gas and one foot on the brake. Like, I can't go anywhere because these two parts of my brains are fighting each other. As long as you have that conflict, then no checklist or action step or recommendation is going to work for long. It might work for a little, but it's not going to work for long because the brain won't allow it. So when you can resolve the conflict between the human brain and the critter brain for your client, then you can help them align and be different without them having to do any work. They're not muscling through. They're not willpowering through. They just are different. This is why I think I said in the first video, health becomes not something you do, but who you are. So it doesn't become hard to not eat junk food. It doesn't become hard to stop drinking diet soda. It's just like, oh, well, I'm just not going to drink that anymore. I'm just not the person who does that anymore, right? I'm a different person, and so my behaviors are different. This is the magic, right? When all parts of the client are aligned, then they can move forward, and yeah, will go forward. You can think of the three brains like a stoplight, right? So if you have a green light in the human brain, meaning the human brain is like, wee, change, but the critter brain has a red light, danger, you're not going to get the result. You have to get a green light in all three brains in order for the change to really stick. This is the key to lifelong change. This is how someone becomes a different person. It's so magical. And this is what you'll be trained to do when you learn, or if you decide to learn, the transformational coaching method with us at Health Coach Institute. I'd actually love to start teaching you that method now in the next lesson. And it really is about creating the kind of connection that's needed in order for the client to allow you to get into the brain and rewire it, which, by the way, sounds like dangerous. It's not dangerous at all. I'm just saying that for dramatic effect. But we do have to create a certain kind of connection with the client in order for their critter brain to not be alarmed. The critter brain defenses can go down, then the client can open up for transformation. So that's the kind of connection I want to teach you how to create in the next lesson. I will see you there to have more fun.